I'm going to have a breakdown. It's this time of the day.
Yeah.
Forgot that this existed.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I canceled it due to lack of interest. Man, seems like I'm here. Good morning, everybody. It's nice to be back. I don't know if you saw, but we had a massive success with the Toto breakdown. It got on the cover of Wampler Guitar Pedals, their webpage. And then the other day, Guitar World magazine put it up on the front of theirs.
You're going to run for president soon, bitch. That's good stuff.
I'm really happy about all of the lovely negative YouTube comments about how I suck and how I should shut up and I don't know what I'm doing and who am I and what do I know. So thanks, everybody. You guys are great.
It's that kind of day.
It really is. All right, so it's celebration of one of my the three pillars of my drumming education is coming in today, and I'm very excited. I thought we'd do this one. Mikey?
Well, someone told me yesterday that when you show your love away, you act as if you just don't care. You look as if you're going.
So it's the Police So Lonely from 1978's Outlandish D'Amour record, and Sting has confessed that it's entirely stolen from No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley. The entire song is based around that, and the chorus is even slightly cribbed in his confession as well, so we'll see if we can recognize that. So let's start with one of the most recognizable drum sounds ever. You know it's this dude. I mean, hi-hat work. That's called a pocket, in case you were wondering, if you're playing along at home. A groove.
It is very Police-y, isn't it?
Immediately, you're just like, oh, yeah, it's Stuart Copeland. And then he does this little business when he goes into the chorus. So musical. I'm hoping he's driving in going, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. What's going on over there right now? How are they doing this? I want to talk to them when they get there. And then we're back. So obviously people know that Sting is a phenomenal musician, singer, blah, blah, blah. But his bass playing is underrated, which blows my mind because I'm not sure how you could be a bass playing lead singer and still be an underrated bass player. So here's Sting doing his business on this. And it's another one in Less Is More vibes. No woman, no cry.
I was just doing that in my head.
No woman, no cry. These little taps that he's doing in between. It's like the whole song is in there.
It just builds so much momentum.
Yep. And then when he breaks into the chorus, he unleashes the hounds. And this is when you realize, oh, they were also a punk band. Get it? Driving is what we call that. All right, so let's put Stewie and the Sting-a-linger in together. I mean, you could just get high off of listening to this. So this is the verse. which is dope. But the breakdown little rhythm section that they do on this song is one of my favorite parts. So I thought I'd just skip to isolate that so you could hear this little breakdown section, which is so cool. So... can't resist the head bob. It's impossible. You can't do it. You can't listen to this and not bounce. It's insane. You just got to get in there. So good. All right, so I mean, I'd say to say I think that everyone in the Police, other than Sting as a singer, is criminally underrated. Copeland is probably next down as a drummer appreciation, but the really criminal thing is that nobody gets any idea of how insanely good Andy Summers as a guitar player was. Mm. First off, he's playing with Robert Fripp, so he's like playing with one of the gnarliest like nouveau jazz dudes ever. And his playing in the Police is the complete opposite of what you would expect that a person should have and would have played in this sort of musical setting. So here's his guitar part for this song.
Feels good.
Yeah. That chord. And this Texas twang thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, that's the chorus of the song. It's absurd. So I thought what I'd do is I'd put the guitars, bass, and drums all together. And here's an interesting little nerdy musical factoid, is that at this point, Neil Peart from Rush confesses that he's ripping off so much stuff from the Police and Stuart Copeland's specific style. So when you listen to this, it's actually really reminiscent of some of the like 1980s Rush work that's happening. So here's the guitars, bass, and drums all together so you can hear how these three guys Tetris together these songs so beautifully as a three-piece. That's my favorite. These are all Rush chords now.
Never would have thought.
Ever. So good.
Mmm.
Mmm. And then Jeannie,
well, I was just going to tell you, listener Miguel just emailed us and said, did any of you guys get high before this segment? Because it sounds awesome.
It is. I would say that I would highly recommend getting high before I do these. I do, and it's fantastic. Andy decides that he's going to really put his business on it. And the lead on this song is so ridiculous for, just listen to this. I mean, it's eight guitar solos in one, man. It's insane. And that's on a reggae punk song. All right, so let's let Sting show us how amazing he is, because he knows it, so we should. All right, so.
Someone told me yesterday that when you show your love away, you act as if you just don't care. You look as if you're going somewhere, but I just can't convince myself I couldn't live with no one else, and I can only play that part.
And is that all Sting?
No, he's the vocals, yes. Yeah.
I feel so lonely. You know what that's reminiscent of? Queen.
Yeah, no, the harmony choices are insane. I think Stewart might have sung on some of this stuff. I'm not sure that we should ask him. Love that.
Just take a seat, they're always free. No surprise, no mystery. In this theater that I call my soul.
And this is their first album, so they are firing a shot across music at this point.
Play the starring role.
That they've arrived.
Wow.
You know, like, it's a pretty brash statement to make on your first album.
Yeah.
You know? Like, look at the charts in 1978, and then these guys show up with, like, all fingers up, you know? It really is punk rock. This little bit.
I'm so lonely. I feel so low. I feel low. I feel so low. I feel low, low. I feel low, low, low. I feel low, low, low. I feel low, low, low.
Sounds like church.
I feel low, low, low. I feel low, low, low. Low. I feel low. I feel low. I feel low. I feel so lonely. I feel so lonely. I feel so lonely.
Little Elvis Costello.
I feel so lonely.
Ridiculous.
All right,
that's incredible. You know what I'm saying? You can't not. It's insane. And this guy plays bass. Incredibly. So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's The Police Was So Lonely from 1978. Unbelievable. If you do want proof of the genius of Sting or the brilliance of Sting, there's go on YouTube. There's a performance of the Kennedy Center Honors where he does The Rising at the Bruce Springsteen one that is absolutely ridiculous. First off, he looks like he just came out of 1800 Civil War America. He's got his big beard and his huge jacket. And then he proceeds to do this gospel song. And even Bruce is sitting in the rafters and is like, good grief. And then Obama stands up and the whole place is on its feet and it's just insane. So just...
We got to put a link up on Monday
Bruce,
Facebook.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen's Kennedy Honors with Sting singing The Rising is absolutely incredible. Check that out. So
Christian, I am a fan of The Police, but I am a huge fan of Sting's solo work.
Without a doubt. I mean, until he starts deciding to use the lute in everything when he jumps the shark and that he gets a little bit medieval on himself and you're like, really, dude, do we need that? But I'm looking forward to they're coming with he and what's his name? Peter Gabriel is showing up and they're doing the bowl at the end of the summer.
Oh, is that all?
It's a small show. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Oh, dear God.
There'll be no hits played that night. It'll be deep album tracks only and loot on everything. So thank you so much. Let's listen to the song real quick, just once if we have a second. So you can just hear. Now it's hard to ignore.
You look as if you're going somewhere.
So good. Anyway, I look forward to meeting Stuart Copeland and stalking him when he shows up.